Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This year was something, wasn't it?
It's gone. It's hard to believe.
I mean, it's just like, wow. So much, I mean, so much can happen in 1 year. If you're not careful, it'll just blow by you. Mm-hmm. But we had a just, you know, want to remind you, you know, we're ending the year. We want to end the year strong. And I want to talk more about that here in a minute. But we definitely want to end the year strong. We're coming to the end. This is it. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2012, what a year. I mean, it's been a serious, serious year.
Definitely. Definitely.
We've had some joys. We've had some ups. We had some downs. We've had a whole bunch of things that happened throughout the year. Elections and countries flipping over and and just all types of stuff. But let me tell you, God is good and God's on the throne. And I believe that this 2013, as we've been saying often on VFN Radio, that 2013 is definitely the year of the harvest, the year of more souls, the year where we're going to see the glory of God just increase and spread
on
the face of the earth. And so I know that many of us are excited and with great anticipation of what 2013 holds, what God has in store for 2013.
Speaking of closing out the year, tonight starts the One Thing.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Like we do every year. So
we do this every year. I think for the last 4 or 5 years, and actually this is the fifth year. And we want to encourage you, you know, if you don't have New Year's plans, if you don't have end of the year plans, I want to encourage you to go to IHOP.org. That's International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And see how you can register online. If you can still get tickets and fly out to Kansas City, hey, join the 25,000. They're going to be joining them. But if you can, make sure that you stream it. You'll be able to stream it on the internet, and you can connect it to your TV and all types of stuff where you can watch it and be a part of it. But the worship is fantastic. The time together is great. In fact, I want you to listen to more from IHOP.
The best kept secret in the church today is the magnificence of Jesus. The most powerful, pleasurable thing that will ever touch your heart is the excellence, the magnificence, the knowledge of this man given to you by the Holy Spirit in this age and the age to come.
There is an escalating crisis in our nation with increased abortions, rampant immorality, injustice, human trafficking, a growing economic crisis, and sustained drought, along with compromise permeating much of the church. At the same time, the Lord is preparing His church for the greatest revival and prayer movement in human history as His people minister in the power of the Spirit and reach out to see the great harvest of souls promised in the Scripture. The kingdom will make great advancements, seeing the Lord's transforming power touch every sphere of society. Forerunners are arising who will lovingly confront darkness, expose lies, and take an uncompromising stand for the truth of Scripture with deep loyalty to Jesus. This December, join with 25,000 young adults in Kansas City as we encounter Jesus and His transforming power.
Wow, isn't that amazing? I know that we're so excited for this. For this One Thing, because the One Thing conference, it's all about the one thing.
That's right.
The one thing is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's why we're so excited about it. And it's just a great time for us to end the year. Everything that's happened, everything that went on this year, it's a time for us to kind of just put, you know, pull down the gear a little bit. And just ease into a time where we just put our total focus, our total gaze, if you will, on Jesus Christ, on the Lord. And these messages are just so powerful and impacting. I've talked about it before, but I love the worship because it's just so, it's first person. It's you singing to Jesus, and that's it. It's the glory and the presence of God. And it's amazing that how each day of the conference, it just seems just to kind of just build. It just builds. And then everyone that's gathered with you, all the, you know, all of our churches are gathering, they're coming together. Everyone's faith just builds up. I told everyone, come with great hunger and faithful expectation. Listen, God moves in hunger. That's God moves in hunger. You know, Proverbs 27:10, I believe, says that he who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet.
That's right.
And, you know, you can be at a place where you can be so full of just stuff. Just stuff. And let me tell you, we have so much information bombarding us. And we talk about this often on the radio, but, you know, all the digital devices and all the connectivity and 24-hour news cycle and, you know, 500 channels on the television and iPad and iPhone and Android and all this type of stuff is like, oh, we got to unplug.
Yeah.
You got to unplug because you can become so full of everything of the world of just tidbit information. I mean, you even got Twitter tweets coming out every, you know, it's like, thousands of, you know, millions of them a day. You don't know the exact number, but it's like, stop. Right. And you've only have so much space on your hard drive, if you will. You only have so much space that you can contain, and you want to start scraping some of that stuff off of your plate. Right. He that is full loathes honey. Mm-hmm. When you think about that, I mean, a full person, we had some opportunities to be full over the Christmas break here and Thanksgiving. When you're so full and you've maybe overstuffed yourself, someone says, well, we have dessert. And you're like, oh, no. Not right now.
Yeah, right.
Now one more slice. Even though you love that key lime pie or you love that, you know.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie and all apple these pie. Wonderful, delicious apple pie and all these different types of desserts. And that's your favorite. Right now, I'm so full, you can't even think about even having another piece.
Right.
And I believe that happens to a lot of us. And I think it's happened to a lot of the church where they become so full on just stuff, at, you know, no telling, probably sin, that there's no room. There's no room for the thing that's going to please you the most. And that's Jesus. That's his word. That's God.
That's right.
You know, the word says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Good.
But if you're full and you don't even want to taste, it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. So he that is full loathes honey, but even to the hungry, what is bitter tastes sweet. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been hungry, and that's probably something that we really don't experience much in the United States.
Right.
But hungry people don't complain for what's for dinner. You know what I'm saying? Right. Hungry people don't complain.
They don't turn their nose up.
Mm-mm. They don't turn some. And you know the thing about hungry people, listen to Heidi Baker. She says, one thing about hungry people get fed. I mean, they have a mission out there in Africa, and they feed all these starving children and kids that are hungry. She says, oh, no, the hungriest ones, they get fed because they work themselves into that line, and they move all the way up to the front.
Right.
Let me tell you something. God moves in hunger. God moves in hunger. Start now. Listen, we only got a few more days before the year's over. Start taking out that fork and just start scraping that off and start scraping that off and have a clean plate ready, an open plate ready that you can have all of God as you want. No one's going to stop you. No one's going to say you can't have no more. Let just get as much of God as you want, because you can have as much as God as you want.
That's right.
That's the truth is that no one puts a limit on how much God we can have. You have the level of God, if you will, the exposure of God that you're willing to have in your life. Mm-hmm. Why not end 2012 and enter 2013 with a heart and a desire and a passion to see more of God, to be at a place with the Lord and in your relationship that far exceeds anywhere you've been in 2012 or before. Mm-hmm. And to me, of all the places that you could be, what a great way to bring in the new year than in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of the church.
That's right.
What greater way? And so I want to encourage you to focus God.
That's
focus
good.
On God in this new year.
That's beautiful. I'm out. What I think about the one thing is it's almost like getting your batteries recharged. you know, because you've gone through this whole year and, like you said, ups and downs, and, you know, and it just, to me, it's just refreshing. I can just focus on one thing and, you know, cut out all the distractions, you know, and it's just, cause it's 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that, I can't think of the word, but it's almost like a,
the culmination.
Yeah. It's just this bombardment of the, you know, presence of God, you know, just, you know, on a daily basis, you know?
Yeah.
So it's powerful, man. So I encourage everybody, just, you know, put everything aside. You know, nothing else is more important than this, than getting your eyes and your heart focused on the Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I believe it starts at 7 Central, but you do want to check the times to make sure, you know, when they start. But listen, enter the new year with the one thing and the right focus, because it's definitely going to help you. But also on VFN Radio, we shared right after Christmas, on the 26th, we shared, and you go to the Torch to find this, and you can go to VFNTV.com for those who just joined us and those who just joined VFN Radio. You can go to VFNTV.com and select the Torch, and you can go to the highlight, and you can search in the right-hand corner for New Year's Resolution. Get up and go after God in 2013. Oh my goodness, you're going to be encouraged, because we talk about how without faith it's impossible to please God. And we, in that segment, we talk about Abraham, and he's considered the father of faith, and how God spoke to him. Listen, get up and go, and I'm going to show you a place for you to go. And what did Abraham do? He just believed. He got up and he went. And he didn't let nothing or no one shake him in his faith. I'm saying, 2013, you're going to need faith. You're going to need to be able to step out on God. You're going to need to be able to trust him you've never trusted him before. People are trusting in finances. They're trusting in people. They're trusting in all type of resources and all types of things. Let me tell you something. You need to trust the Lord. You need to have a high level of faith, a high level of the substance that pleases God the most. You want to go into 2013 strong. And he was fully persuaded that God was able to do that what he was said. You know, don't let others that don't have faith criticize your faith. You've got to be a keeper of your faith. You have to feed your faith. And you do that with hearing the word of God. So I want to tell you, 2013, you know, don't let your faith be shaken. Get up and go after God. Get up and go after God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.